Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and yes, we are back.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Today, the 5th of July, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue is at the head.
David, you know what?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue. And can we just, like, just share once again on this Friday, the 5th, the day after our celebration of our nation, that we so much appreciate you, that you are the glue. You have been here since day one, and all of the different jobs, all of the different responsibilities that you take on willingly and lovingly to keep this station going, because we know that it's 24/7 at any time, anything can go on. It takes someone live at the controls, and you do such a lovely job with the Sue McClain News Hour. But we so much appreciate you, and I just think we need to start our program this morning with accolades for Sue McClain.
Well, thank you. You guys are the best, and welcome back. I hope you had a great vacation.
Oh, we have many, many stories to tell about this journey to the center of the earth and back.
Okay. What's weather look like?
Well, it looks like
it's going to be excessive, damn hot.
Excessive heat warning. You know, just saying that we've got a near record high today with predictions going to 117. In all my years in Reading, which has been, since
2005.
Yeah, 2005. I was trying to figure that one out. 2005, literally moving here and becoming like a citizen of Reading. I think the most, it was 116, and that was on Placer coming down, or Eureka coming down and seeing it in front of the Pettit Hospital that used to be there that had the current temperature. So it was, you know, but tomorrow's going to be 119, Sunday 116. So excessive heat warning. And I can't even explain to you that, you know what that means. Hydrate. It's already hot already.
80 something on the way in.
78 will be our low tonight. So I'll find our current temperatures in a minute. But anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, 117 today. Excessive heat warning. And the weather, again, Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran and owned company where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
And, of course, we've missed our pet of the week. And we are here so happily with Katrina, who has brought. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who do we have today?
We have Charlie Brown with us today, and he is a, like, three-year-old pit lab mix, mostly black, but then he has, like, the little spots of white on him, like, on his chest and his toes and on his face. Super cute. And he's a very, very happy boy. He's very happy to be here right now. He's just hanging out. He's a pretty special guy. He just took place in our Camp Love a Pet that we just did. It's like a 2-week summer camp for kids that we do where they get to work with a dog and kind of learn how to care for them and train them and all that sort of thing. And he did amazing in camp. His campers loved him dearly, and he did fantastic with them, listening to them. And we also learned that he is a water dog. Something fun.
Wow. So here we have a pet of the week available today that just went through Camp Love a Pet. So he can do his commands. He's accessible and acceptable on a leash. These are great things that people need to know.
Yeah, definitely. No, we're really proud of him. He's definitely like a super social dog. Very outgoing, very happy to be new places, meet new people. He's also done great with other dogs. And of course, doing camp, we learned that he does amazing with kids too. So pretty much the trifecta there. And, he's definitely kind of a high-energy boy. He wants something to do, but he's very eager to please, and he does learn very quickly, which is always a plus, and he loves treats and toys.
It's my fault. I keep calling him over here, and you keep holding him. Hang on.
He loves treats and toys. He loves water. He's trained enough that, you know, on a leash, and he's got a lot of energy. How old is he again?
I think he's about 3 years old.
Okay, 3 years old, and he's black and white, and he's a lab, kind of a lab.
Big sweetie. He's a big sweetie. He's smiling. Big smile on his face.
He's always smiling.
He's always smiling.
He's a happy guy.
Yeah. Well, after the fourth, we're back to work, and here we are. We're getting back into the things that are important, and that is to adopt a pet. Now, I'm sure that you'll probably have a lot of pets that came in that escaped for the 4th of July, because that's always a big thing about crazy, I'm sure. I hope not. I hope in the fact that people paid attention to the fact that there was a lot of explosives going on last night in the air.
Yeah, I know. 4th of July is always an interesting one for us, because that does happen, where we do get a lot of stray dogs in. I mean, you know, quote-unquote stray dogs.
Yes.
Who run off during the fireworks. So it's just such an important thing to remember during holidays like that, that while it's really fun for us, it can be really scary for your pets. And just to have a plan for them, just, and you know, right, going forward, whenever there's going to be a night where there's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of commotion like that, it's really good to make sure they're secure, you know, they have their tags on. And ideally that they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, the dog's real quiet. And then the 4th of July hits, and that 5-foot fence that they have around their house is scalable.
Exactly.
Like that. Okay, and then now with it being 118 with your pets, how do we protect them?
Keep them inside and cool is the best thing you can do for them. You know, walking your dogs either early in the morning or way later in the day, not in the middle of the day, which, I mean, that's going to be unpleasant for you, too, to be out there when it's 115 degrees. And just making sure they're staying hydrated, super, super important. You don't want to be taking them with you around town and leaving them in the car. That's very, very dangerous for them. Ideally, if you can leave them at home, you should, or if you can, you know, take them into the places that you're going.
Also, if they are kind of an outside dog, they should have shade and water, but it's still going to be hot.
Definitely.
The other thing, if you're walking them because you want to get them exercise, do it early in the morning or late in the evening, because put your hand down on the pavement when you're walking and see how hot it is. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for them.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, good luck, Charlie. And
thank you,
I mean,
Katrina.
He's such a good-looking dog, and he seems so happy. Yeah. He's going to make somebody a great dog.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit. They've got some things coming up.
I am feeling hot, hot, hot.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're back. It's the day after Independence Day. Dogs are still being found after last night. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business over 17 years, moving local dreams forward. Four branches. One in River on Riverside Way in Red Bluff, on California Street and Hartnell Avenue right here in Reading, and one on Ventura Street down in Anderson, California. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. They are truly a community bank, local board of directors, all of that kind of stuff. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, we are here with the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit, and with Larry Schumann.
That's right.
And Sam Burrows.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Whom I know, and then just totally lost their name somewhere.
Good morning,
in
gentlemen.
The world.
Good morning.
You
anyway.
Know, just a little sidebar here. We probably told you this before we came in, but I think it kind of segues into this. We drove over 2,000 miles. We just got back last night, and we went through, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and back there. It made us think about, some of these vast areas and what it was for those people on horseback. We went in Jerome, which is, 6,000 feet up in the mountains of Arizona, in a mining town, and it made us think about the mules and the backpacking and what it was for America to be settled, and people living in tents, and all the different aspects of what it was, and it made us reflect on what it is to live in this country and to make sure that we respect and appreciate our surroundings and nature and the things this God-given right we have. And so that just I want to start off with that, because this is what the Backcountry Horsemen do.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't realize this country was built on the backs of mules and horses and oxen and so on. And the fortitude of the people that did that is absolutely astounding. We see things in the mountains that we look at now that the engineers couldn't possibly do that were done in those days.
We've been driving at 80 miles an hour plus coming across Mojave. And we're sitting there looking at each other thinking, these people on a real good day might make 20 miles with their wagons and everything. Mm-hmm. And, or the stagecoaches coming through or the miners and bringing stuff in. The 20 mule team Bora.
Oh my God. Yeah, we
went through that. And, when you think about it, how hot
it is.
Well, it's not just hot. It's like, Sam said. I mean, it was on the backs of horses and mules and burros and oxen that got everybody to where they were going.
Well, most of the North State was built on pack animals because they used to have the riverboats come to Red Bluff, and from there they unloaded until they built the wagon roads. They unloaded and put it on pack animals and packed everything into all these mountain communities.
Now, what do the backcountry horsemen of California do?
Depends upon the unit. Our unit and most of the North State units, we're dedicated to keeping the trails open. A lot of wilderness areas up in this area, so we spend a lot of our time in the wilderness. That's kind of where we got started back in Montana, was helping maintain the trails and access to the wilderness with our stock. And so we still carry that tradition on. That was in the 70s. I can't remember the exact year that happened, but we still carry that tradition on here in the North State. As you can tell by our schedule, we've done a lot of that this year. We got a lot more to do. In fact, Sam and I are going to be gone from the 9th through the 19th hauling different crews in.
Now, that's this month. July 9th through the 19th. That's why we pulled them in here.
I think we have
early.
three days off in that stretch.
And you're going to be planting fish.
Well, we just got done planting fish in the Thousand Lakes Wilderness area, just the 14th of June, I think it was. And we packed 13,000 fish and split them up into seven different lakes. The biologists tell us where they want the fish and how many they want in. We did that over one day.
Can you?
How many fish?
13,000 fish.
Okay, in seven lakes.
And split up into the biologists tell us how many fish they want in a given lake. It might be 2,000 one and 10,000 another lake.
Yeah.
But the total was 13,000 fish. They were fingerlings, of course, and we packed them in coolers on the backs of those mules.
And your success rate's like 98%, 99%.
We lose about 1%.
Yeah, and considering they used to drop them from aircraft, and it would be like, 50% might live?
They do, and the average there is about 40% loss.
40% loss.
Yeah,
from the air.
From the air. Yeah. It's such a shock and such an impact and so on. When we bring them in, we do one or two things. If it's a short haul, we just load them in with cool water and so on, and the Fish and Wildlife Department tells us what they want done, and we pack them in if it's short haul. If it's a long haul, we'll pack ice down in the bottom of the cooler to keep them down and keep their metabolism down. Then we try to even them out temperature-wise when we get them to the lake so that they don't have a shock in the process.
So it's radio. So, imagine a documentary and you're visual. So do the fish and game deliver the fingerlings to you? Or how does it?
They bring a truck to the trailhead, and we're waiting for them.
Okay, and then you have your coolers on the side of the mules.
No, we set them on the ground. We filled them in. They only with the water and the fish and stuff. They only weigh about 35 pounds, so they're really easy to deal with. It's really not very heavy.
Okay, so then it goes to. I'm just trying to get as they empty the truck onto your coolers. Is that it?
What they do is they know how many fish are in a given weight. Say a pound of fish might have 150 fish in it or 200 fish of the fingerlings. And they give us a bucket of water. We put that in the coolers in a plastic bag, a sterile plastic bag, so there's no pollution to the water the fish are going into. Then they weigh the fish and dump them in. Then we squeeze the air out of the bag, take a hose from the oxygen tank with a regulator, bubble up the water with oxygen, seal it off with a rubber band, and then load them on the mules and go.
Wow.
And then the movement of the animal keeps that oxygen mixed in with the water.
So how many people and mules were you using to put in 13,000?
We used 8 pack animals, and we had quite a few people like to come up and ride. So we probably had, 12 people there or 13 people?
Right. I believe that was the count.
Yeah, that was the head count.
Yeah.
And we usually cook dinner the night before and breakfast the day of.
And where are the Thousand Lakes?
That's on the back side of Lassen Park on the east side.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Fascinating. I bet, you know, there's probably such a sense of, accomplishment or pride that, your energy, along with fish and game and wildlife or whatever that term is with your people, are stocking and keeping life evolving. You know, that has to be such a great feeling at the end of the day.
I've been doing this particular thing with the backcountry oarsmen for over 30 years. I figure in the first load of fish I dumped in the lake, I put more fish back than I'd ever kept in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
It's very fulfilling.
And then you're opening these lakes up for other people that could come up and fish.
Exactly.
Now, another big thing you all do is you clear trails. And that's part of the job, too. If you're going to be in the backcountry horseman, there's sawing classes. How do you use saws? You know, either a chainsaw or a
crosscut.
Now, anything outside the wilderness we can use chainsaws, we have to be certified by the Forest Service in order to do that safely. Anything inside the wilderness boundaries, we use crosscut saws. Everything's done by hand, axes and crosscut saws and hand winches, and it's all done by hand. No power tools allowed.
Yeah, so that means if whatever goes across the trail, the Pacific Crest, but you go all trails.
We do.
You all clear that so you can get a horse and a pack horse through there.
Yeah, we use the Forest Service standard of the 6-foot width.
Okay.
Width and height. We do go a little higher than that. Prime example, week four last, Larry and I and a few of us were in the Trinity Alps packing in a youth group. We were packing in a youth group in the Boulder Lake. They cut 55 logs in a week. We packed them out a week later. In between, Larry and I and a crew were up in the Thousand Lakes, and we cut 24 some odd logs there in 2 days. And we're talking logs that are anywhere up to 4 feet in diameter with crosscut saws. We're packing these saws on the animals, and it takes a pretty good crew to move. We have one patch up in the Thousand Lakes now that we ran across a big ponderosa pine. This thing's almost 5 feet in diameter, and it's just exploded when it hit the trail. So it's going to take us half a day to clear that one log.
We put it off, said we're going to go back and catch it because we were getting tired, and that was going to be a half a day's worth of work, and we were running out of time.
And we can safely get around it right now, and people can safely get around it right now. That's the main thing we look at, is what's it going to take to make it safe for the general public in general, not just horses, but hikers and so on. And it's just so much more enjoyable not to have to fight that stuff. The PCT is a prime example. We do a lot of work up there, and there are hundreds of hikers come through the PCT, and when they're having to climb over logs, log after log after log, it's miserable for them. And if we can do whatever we can do to help there, if it's inside the wilderness, it's crosscuts. If it's outside the wilderness, it's chainsaws. And we're actually supporting two trail crews up out of East Boulder Lake, which is up toward Callahan, in the next few weeks.
To open more of the PCT.
Now, what does that mean when you say you're supporting the trail crews? Now, these are guys that are up in these wilderness camps, essentially. And they're doing a lot of what, clearing and all these things. So
yeah, they're doing the work, and we pack all our tools or supplies and everything in. Most of the time, most of these crews will carry their personal gear on their back, just their personal gear like their backpacker. But those tools and stuff can get pretty heavy, especially when you're carrying bars and pulleys and saws and stuff. So we haul all their food in.
All the trash out.
Haul the trash out. Yeah, usually it's about 5 or 6 loads per crew for a week.
And then, so if they're up there for longer, are they up there longer than a week?
Well, there's a crew right now up in Morris Meadows working on one of the trails up there, and when they get moved in, it's about 3,000 pounds of equipment with their camp and their tools and all the cook gear, and they have a camp cook. And these CCC crews, the backcountry crews, will stay in for 5.5 months. They might do a project that's been lined up. They'll do a project in one place for 5 or 6 weeks, and then we'll haul them out, move them to a different place. But this particular project, they're pretty much all summer. Last year, they got pushed out of there by the deep fire. So they're back in there finishing what they started last year. But it's a lot of equipment. It's a lot of camp gear, and it's a lot of tools. When we're talking about a tool load, we're talking 6-foot rock bars, 6, 7, 8-foot rock bars. We're talking picks, shovels, axes. There's a grip hoist, which actually weighs 200 pounds, just the hoist itself without the cables. You have to load that on one side and a lighter load on the other side, and you have to counterbalance it. It's like a pendulum. It's quite an art to pack that thing.
Can you get that on one mule?
Yes, sir. You pick a big, stout mule that's ready to do whatever, and you'll load that heavy side real high, and then load something lighter on the side real low so that it actually offsets the load and it works
balances.
From the
Because you've got to balance these loads, because I've done this years ago, and that each side's got to be as equal as you can make it. So you're out there with scales.
Absolutely.
Making sure that you're not overloading one side. We got to take a quick break here. I don't see my next guest.
Well, let's just keep you over, please.
Yeah, can we keep you over for a few more minutes? Because we got a few more things to go. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, we missed you. We're going to have you check a few spots on Linda's windshield after this trip. We had one truck in front of us that just kept weaving off the road, and it was 18-wheeler. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking, I wonder if that guy is awake or if he's okay. And then, but when he'd weave off the road, here come all the rocks and gravel and everything. But Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, that's why we're taking it in. He can fix anything, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He has his own process. He's been doing this for over 2 decades. Brings the vehicle in so he can control the temperature and everything. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He fixed a crack on my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work this man does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your windshield in, no matter what it is,
and
car, truck, or RV, to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings. Kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Wait a minute. Eddie Money. Welcome back, everybody. We're happy to be back here in the station here at Free Fire Radio, 7:36 in the morning here on the 5th of July. And we are
My dad's 93rd birthday
That's
is
right,
today.
Today. So well, happy birthday, Tom. We were there yesterday and the day before.
Celebrating with
celebrating
him early.
His birthday.
Yeah.
Gave him, what do you give a 93-year-old guy that's still out gardening and running around and doing all these things, except I want his blood. I want a blood transfusion from your dad. Because, I mean, and your mom's, what, 91?
Yep.
And it does the Sacramento crossword puzzle.
Every day.
Every day and gets every word. Yeah.
That's your thing.
That's where they are.
I'm lucky to get five.
Yeah.
I look at crossword puzzle, and if I can get the first one, they should make the first one, like, easy. But when you look at the first word, up and down, and you don't have it, so I just kind of put that one aside. Anyway, we are here with Larry Schumann and Sam Burrows from the Backcountry Horsemen of California Shasta Trinity Unit. If you can't tell, we really like these guys. We're members of that, and we're trying to maintain our membership. So I'm just going to just give them a check. The last check we sent to the main unit in California never was cashed. And my bookkeeper keeps coming in. She says it's been four or five months. And I said, I think we can safely say.
Well, I have to say that we had a loyal listener. And if you're listening right now, you know who you are that came in and donated a beautiful painting of a horse. That we gave to you for the silent auction item. And he doesn't know this yet, but Robert, if you're listening, I bought that back. It's on our wall. And it's just really grown. But it was he got it in an estate sale here. But there were so many wonderful things. And I don't know if a lot of people.
We're talking about your annual dinner that you have. It's a fundraiser. And I'm honored to be the MC to be asked to do that. And because the Backcountry Horsemen of California, they when they clear these trails and they take care of all this, they don't get paid for this. You might get reimbursed for your gas.
We're actually we're a volunteer organization, and we've been able to get some grants to help offset costs.
Because you're a 501 or
what? We're 501c3.
Okay.
Mainly when we do our fundraisers, it's for educational programs.
Okay.
That we do with youth and with adults and so on, as far as teaching Leave No Trace, how we can use stock in the backcountry wilderness areas and so on without causing the damage that can happen, why we don't camp within 200 feet of a creek, for instance, that kind of thing.
I can kind of figure that one out.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised
when you
can't.
And so that fundraiser, the funds went for, that's why it's important to share about what you do, your educational, how you go to different locations and share. And recently you took a group of youth. I'd love you to share that with our listeners.
Well, there's a group called Ascend. It's A-S-C-E-N-D. You can look them online. We packed them into Boulder Lakes up in the Trinity Alps Wilderness area. There's been a big burn up there. The coffee fires and so on burnt pretty heavily in that area, but around the lake it's absolutely beautiful. It didn't burn that area. We packed them in, packed all their tools in, packed in some of their supplies. They carried their personal gear in. We packed them in on, I believe it was a Sunday, and we packed them out the following Sunday. Those kids with cross-cut saws cut over 55 trees out of the trails up there in 1 week. And we're not talking little stuff. We're talking 24 inches plus in diameter.
Wow.
Cross-cut saws.
We can't even imagine what it must take.
I've used those before, and you got to It takes a certain willingness to get in there.
Well, the other extreme was in our newsletter. You'll see the article on it. We had the over 70 crew, which is Sam and I and another lady. They're all over 70. We went up and cleared 7 miles of trail with crosscut saws.
The over 70.
Will you share with our listeners? I mean, you guys are old school, so you understand. What is a crosscut saw? Our listeners who are like visually again. What's it look like?
A crosscut saw runs anywhere from 3 feet in length to 8, 10. Actually, there's one on the coast of 32 feet in diameter or in length that was used for cutting down redwoods. It has very sharp teeth on it. They're like a razor blade. You drag it back and forth across the log.
Is that two people are doing? Okay. I grew up with that. This is how my dad made us take down the trees in the back. So I didn't know it was called a crosscut. I thought it was just child labor. Well,
the other name for it is misery whip.
I remember putting it in the back of the Ranchero. We had to go back and get our firewood with the crosscut saw.
Absolutely.
Nothing like, there was no chainsaw back then. Yeah.
Right. These saws are, most of the good ones are over 100 years old.
Man.
So we really protect them.
I remember y'all saying that the real good ones, and
new ones
keep
they
them
do not make the quality like they do.
Yeah, they probably break.
Yes.
They do.
That's steel.
You have people in the Forest Service and other people that restore the old ones. Back to the original condition, and they really cut nice.
And if you're ever, well, anybody that uses a saw, whether it's just one for around the house or anything, a sharp saw is like having a sharp knife.
It's shaped
like a U. It
just
makes your.
And then there's the blade in your back.
No, that's a bow saw.
Okay.
These are actually, the saw itself from top to bottom might be 8 inches, and then they can be anywhere from 3 to 10 feet long. And there's a handle generally on each end, one person on each end. You don't push the saw. You let your partner drag it back and forth.
Yeah.
And it will curl out like a 4-inch, 5-inch curl of wood as it comes through the log.
Right.
That's how fast these. It's amazing how well they can cut.
They're very fast.
When they're sharp. And we protect these saws. I mean, we protect them. When it comes to cutting a log, for instance, down on the ground, we'll dig a hole underneath. We'll lay bark underneath it. We never want to take a chance on one of these saws hitting the dirt. And we cut the bark away from the tree before we start cutting too, because it's full of dirt. There's a whole process, and there's a class the Forest Service puts on certifying for crosscut certification. Because you wouldn't think, oh, it's just a handsaw. You don't need to know anything, right? There are so many different aspects to it, such as the angles you use, so that if you cut straight across a log and try to roll it out, it just locks up.
Wow.
If you cut a V, which is called a compound cut, the minute you start to roll it, it opens up. There are little things like that that make a huge difference in getting these logs out of the trails.
Wow. Okay. That's a big takeaway, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of different things to it. I've been through the class many times and recertified, and every time I get a little nugget that helps me do this more efficiently.
Yeah. And who would have known that you take the bark away before you saw it? That's something I wouldn't know.
It's full of dirt, and you just want to keep that saw as clean and working as sharply as possible.
Where do you get them sharpened at, or do you do them yourselves?
Well, actually, there's Forest Service personnel that do it. We pay them to do it whenever, and it's kind of a trade-off on things. And then there's actually Dolly Chapman, who's getting out of it some now. She has been doing this for years. She has the whole entire apparatus in her living room and lives with these saws.
Oh, my God. Is she?
This woman.
Not a bishop, isn't she?
Yeah,
oh,
she's
man.
Not a bishop.
We need to have a documentary on her.
She is. This woman can't be 95 pounds soaking wet, and she outworks the rest of us like we are just.
Dolly Chapman.
Oh, it's amazing to watch her.
He went to a class with her and John Glenn, the astronaut. because he did it too.
Oh, it wasn't John Goodland the astronaut. He just happened to have the same name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was. Okay. No.
But sounds good anyway.
I took a five-day course with them at the CCCs. And,
it's a campfire story, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's just amazing to watch because she knows her stuff and she can make those saws sing.
I bet you it was so interesting.
Is it by hand she does it? Everything's by files. And
she has all the gauges. You have to gauge the height of the cut and you have to gauge the gullet depth and so on. Everything has to be done. And those, you do not handle those saws without gloves and so on. And there's special ways of handling them, because they will hurt you bad if you're not careful. I just cut through
a 5-foot tree in two of my fingers.
Dolly exactly. Chapman out of Bishop. What a story. She's got to pass, she's an apprentice. She's got to pass this knowledge on.
Well, I don't know how you do that because part of our challenge is getting the younger folks involved in this because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the stewardship that we teach about taking care of public lands, because that's a lot of what we're about, is keeping public lands available for everybody to enjoy, not just for stock users, but everybody. I started out backpacking when I was 13 on 10-day trips, and I can't carry a backpack any longer. I've dislocated both shoulders, but I can sure enough figure out how to get on a mule and take a ride and do what I can to help out. It's interesting, when I get on a crosscut saw with a bunch of CCC kids, I'll do 5 minutes to their 15 or 20 minutes of cutting, but we get her done.
You know what? We're as good once as we ever was, but we're not as good as we once were.
Exactly.
You know, in the recovery time, and we've all discovered that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading and voted best in the North State 2023-2024, because they are. These are really fine people, locally owned, locally operated. Leonard started the store 30 years ago. Rebecca and Henry took it from him. You can use the word integrity. You don't have to worry about anything when you bring your jewelry, watches, whatever in there. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. Can't say enough about them. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity event. Okay, now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:50 in the morning here. Congressman LaMalfa is going to be on here at 8:05 or so, we're told. We want to do a shout out to Alliance Heating and Air.
Oh, my gosh.
At Alliance Heating and Air and Dan.
Yes. Thank you.
We come home yesterday. No air conditioning in our house. 94 degrees.
In the house.
In the house. And so I call. We call Alliance Heating and Air, our people of choice. Didn't get to talking by, but left a message. And, gosh, well, they'll probably get, you know, say, we'll get back to you within, you know, 24 hours. Well, about 2 hours later, there's a knock on the door, and it's Alliance Heating and Air. And it's Dan. And he'd been to the house before. He goes out, finds out that it wasn't a compressor, which was what I thought it was going to be because it wasn't running. It was a fuse that had blown. Fixed the fuse.
Gave us another fuse.
Gave us another fuse. He replaced two fuses. Yes. He said one was bad, but here, keep this one for next time. And
it's
told,
like a
told us how, yeah, and it told us how to trim our tree so it could help with the circulation of air. In and out, 30 minutes.
Very on reasonable, the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July, a very reasonable price, yeah. And our house today is cool.
But let's share quickly that yeah. We do, what do we call it, insurance. We pay a monthly fee to Alliance Heating and Air that if within 24 hours you're guaranteed, if you're within this insurance deal that they do, you may want to look it up on their website, that within 24 hours you will have somebody coming out.
On the 4th of July, yeah. He came out and fixed our air conditioning.
Yeah, within 3
Alliance
hours.
Alliance Heating and Air. Let me just say that again. Okay. Now, we're here with Larry Schumann and Sam Burroughs from one of our favorite groups of people, Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity Unit. I'm a member, and I'm a horrible member. Everybody knows if I join something, I'm just a horrible member. That's why I don't join anything. The only two things I belong to is the Backcountry Horsemen and the Reading Rodeo Association. I love these guys and the things they do. And we are getting ready to go on a pack trip with you all.
Looking forward
to it.
For
my birthday.
Yeah.
For my birthday, Linda bought it for me.
Birthday's the 5th, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Birthday's the 5th. We'll be, coming back that day. So we're going to – anyway, we're going up there.
Venture
into the Warners up to – someplace up in the Warner Mountains.
Yeah,
that you
so
all know
excited
about.
For it. Really, just
we really are.
Great.
We talk about it.
I've been there once. Where we're going, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh wow! Can't wait. Now, what other things do we have? We have like 8 minutes left. Let's talk about membership. That people go, well, I don't have a horse or a mule.
We have some members that don't have horses and mules. We have things they can do, and a lot of the stuff is not that hard to walk in, especially if you're a hiker. A lot of the stuff we do, like when we're cutting logs, we use a horse's pack of tools, but half the time we're off walking.
Yeah.
We're just using the horse's pack.
And you're not going on 20-mile hikes.
We're not going on 20-mile hikes, so we might spend all day going 5 miles. which is what we did in Thousand Lakes. We did 5 miles of trail. It took us all day. So somebody hiking is not a big issue. So and helping
a lot
us.
Of times people will come in the night before, like for the fish planting, and you all have already got a camp set up, and there's dinner and all that.
Yep.
Which is really what I want to do, which was originally. But then I heard about how you take pack strings up to support the crews up there clearing and who are up there for 5 months. Did you say 5 months?
Yeah, the CCC Backcountry Cruise Program, there's 9 crews throughout the state, and I think we have 3 of them here in the North State this year, 2 in the Trinities and 1 in the Klamath National Forest. And actually, they're on the southern end, so some of our people are going to be helping support them also. So we're supporting all 3 of them.
So the state gives you the this is state, right? CCC?
California Conservation. Correct. Yeah.
So they will bring all the supplies to you, and then you all pack it up and then take them in.
They make it pretty easy. They're so experienced at this. They bring the loads and everything already made up. All we have to do is throw them on our animals and go.
Wow.
We've been doing this with them for years, and they know what they're doing.
Well, is the California Department of whatever who's doing this forestry or whatever, are they starting to get their own animals? Because
they
divested themselves of all their animals.
They did. In 2010, we held our rendezvous. They were down to 10 animals, and they actually had 14 delivered at a rendezvous in Red Bluff in 2010, and now they're up to 40 animals here in the North State.
So are they?
And they have three full-time okay. packers, and they have three interns, of which we're paying for one of them.
That's right. We
gave
them one of the grants.
One of the grants we got, and we actually coming up with money from our unit to help also as matching on that.
So even with their 48 animals or 40 animals, whatever they have, and training their people, they are still woefully short. That's why the backcountry horsemen have got a forever job.
Correct.
Absolutely. For us, it's about stewardship. It's about taking care of public lands and making sure they're available for everybody to enjoy, hikers or whatever. I started backpacking originally. I mean, that's where I found the love for this, is backpacking, and I got into horses a little later when I had kids. And we encourage anybody who has any interest in wilderness areas or even primitive areas, join us. Come join what we do. You don't have to have horses. You don't have to be a horseman to do this. If you want to learn, we'll teach you. If you want to just help out, we'll help you do that. If you want to just spend some time in the backcountry and help us do this, we'll help pack your gear. Even you'll want to hike in. There are a lot of advantages both ways with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Well, now you've got a rendezvous coming up.
Yeah, this would be a good place for somebody who might be interested to find out what we're doing. We have a rendezvous coming up in April of next year at Rolling Hills Casino for 3 days. And we call it a rendezvous, but it's actually an education event. It's free to the public, or actually free to anybody. Isn't it? We don't charge for any education. We never have. It is a fundraiser. We will have dinners and stuff, but we will have vets there for horses. We will have the California Conservation Corps there to help with some of the stuff they do, showing how to use the cross-cut saws and so on. The Forest Service will be there with their stock. They always support us. Bureau of Land Management will be there. We've got commitments for quite a few of the local vets, like I said, to put on vet classes and information. It's kind of nice when you're out in the backcountry knowing some animal first aid. Emergency first aid, because in your backcountry, you just don't call a vet and show up.
Right.
There was a class I was going to take, and they wanted an inordinate amount of money for a week. And the biggest reason I wanted to go on it, and it came out of the Bishop down there at one of their places, was backcountry veterinary care and things to carry with you, what to do for emergencies and stuff. But then I found you all, and I said, well, they know this stuff. And, and like you said, what do you do when you get out there and a horse gets gashed? And horses find things.
They have a tendency to find this.
We don't even let her go roll in this one spot, because if there could be a screw in there. And if there's a screw in there, she'll put it in her eye.
Anyway.
Okay, Larry Schumann, Sam Burrows, how do people get a hold of you all? If you're interested, you know, if you want just to get into this and see, you know what, I can do that. I can go out there and help clear trails. I don't have a horse or a mule, but this is something I'd like to do, because you learn so many things, like leave no trace. In your newsletter, it's war. Choose your weapon. It's with Charmin Flowers. Charmin is what he's talking about. People just deposit their waste out there, you know, in Charmin. And this individual has said, I'm going for him and collects this stuff. Mm. But how do you leave no trace? That kind of stuff. That's some things you learn when you're with
this. It's something you learn if with time, and we educate people on it. We do a lot of education with youth on leave no trace. And it's basic thing is pick up after yourself. Try to leave it as clean as you can and as natural as you can when you leave. I mean, we with our horses up there, they're going to, we tie them up at night on a high, what we call a high line. We don't put them near trees or anything because they can do tree damage. So we put a high line up with what we call tree savers.
We got 1 minute.
Okay. And so.
You learn all these things.
We learn all these things. And we learn how to clean that up. So even if you can see where we were at that year, the next year you come in, you can't tell those animals were there.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of y'all?
BCHCalifornia.org is our main website.
I've got the website opened up right now.
Yep, and you can get to all the state websites from there, the local units, or they can call us directly. My number is 530-526-0590 if they want to talk about the local unit here.
And if you can't remember that, just get a hold of me because I have the phone numbers. And there's a lot of things going on. We're going to have them back on again, especially as we get closer to the rendezvous.
Oh, we'll be back on after you do your trip.
And you can laugh at us.
And we can talk about your experience.
Yeah. You're going to run for the news.
You're in for a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, we're looking forward to it. Larry Schuman, Sam Burrows. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
This morning, and while 206,000 jobs were added last month, job growth for the months of April and May was revised lower by 111,000.
More than half of the jobs added in June were jobs we thought we already had. In other words, the previous 2 months were yet again revised down, and revised down quite heavily.
Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni. The new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer vows to lead a government of service on a mission of national renewal.
We have the chance to deliver for working people, young people, vulnerable people, the poorest in our society, because we changed the party.
Starmer making his first official remarks after his Labour Party swept to power in a landslide victory after more than a decade in the opposition. After visiting Ukraine, Hungarian Prime Minister Orban has arrived in Moscow, talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and discussing peace proposals for Ukraine. A horrific crash in the midst of Independence Day festivities in New York City.
A sad incident marred 4th of July celebrations on Manhattan's Lower East Side Thursday night. New York police say two people died on the scene. A third person was later confirmed dead, and eight others were injured after a Ford F-150 pickup truck drove into a group at Corlears Hook Park at a high rate of speed. The first fire department crew to arrive at the scene found the pickup truck on top of four of the victims. Authorities were testing the driver for possible alcohol use. Mayor Eric Adams says investigators do not believe the crash was an act of terrorism. I'm Jennifer King.
A mixed picture on Wall Street with the Dow down 36 points, NASDAQ up 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
A Russian-born U.S. citizen is sentenced to prison for drug trafficking.
A lawyer representing Robert Woodland in Moscow says Woodland has been sentenced to more than a dozen years in prison for attempting to traffic large amounts of illegal drugs. The lawyer says Woodland has mental health issues and that an appeal of the prison sentence is planned. The State Department says it is aware of the case. According to Russian media, Woodland's information matches that of a man now 33 years old who told an interviewer he had gone to Russia to find his birth mother because he had been adopted by an American couple in the mid-1990s. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a criminal complaint, former Philippine opposition senator is accusing ex-president Duterte of plundering state coffers, alleging that he conspired with an aide to award government infrastructure contracts worth millions of dollars to cronies. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, these are challenging times for a couple of high-end retailers, and now those retailers are joining forces.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue plans to buy rival Neiman Marcus. The deal is worth $2.65 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled, as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of people evacuated during a Northern California wildfire have been allowed to return home. Spokesman for Butte County says most of them were able to go home yesterday afternoon. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
On this fabulous Friday. Oh my gosh, Carl.
We have to be retrained. We've been gone for a week.
It's great to be back. And oh man, well, you heard that engine? That's what it felt like. We just came back from a 2,000 mile road trip. And we're supposed to be getting a call in today from Congressman LaMalfa. It was very important for us to be on. Hopefully he's on schedule, and he will be calling in. But let's hurry up and give the weather 87 degrees currently, right now at 8:06. Our temperatures today, we are under an extreme, they're calling it an extreme heat warning with our temperatures in Redding, California, believe it or not, 117 degrees today. Overnight lows tonight, the lowest is going to be 79. This forecast calls tomorrow at 119. We are having excessive heat warnings across many areas in California. I would say that these conditions are dangerous. So be very, very careful and do your morning routine extra early and your nighttime. That means if you walk your dogs or your animals or your feeding, make sure they have shade and lots of water. Again, 117 today. Record high temperatures. The weather is always brought to you by
the weather report.
Yes. Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas is not bringing us this heat.
Yeah. No, they bring us the report, and they have since the day we started here on KCNR. They are sponsors for the weather. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They are a veteran-owned company, and we love the Kinney family.
Okay, cooling places. Now, you know, yes, regular ones besides the libraries everywhere, mm-hmm, and in Anderson, Anderson Senior Center for Seniors, Frontier Senior Center. Now, other ones, Shasta Lake Village Visitor Center Meeting Room is going to be open from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be July, okay. Well, doesn't say anything about today, but it's going to be open Saturday, July 6th. Cottonwood, on Tuesday, July 3rd through Saturday, July 6th, we'll have in Cottonwood at the Cottonwood Community Center's Middle Hall. By the way, the Shasta Lake is open today also for
from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Same thing for Cottonwood. Reading, St. James Lutheran Church will be open from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 3rd through Saturday, July 6th. In the Reading Recreation Team Center in Caldwell Park next to the skate park at 44 Quartz Hill Road will be open from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 4th. So that was yesterday. So there are some cooling centers out there. The libraries, Mount Shasta Mall is going to be cool if you need it. And like we said, when we came home yesterday, we had there was no air. And another big shout out, or no air conditioning, I should say. A big shout out to Alliance Heating and Air that got Dan came out, did a great job, looked at it, saw what it was, fixed it, and now our. We have air conditioning.
Yeah, so I just want to, we didn't post, of course, we didn't post pictures because we were gone for a week, and we'll probably be posting.
We'll start posting them
now. Okay, now that we're back. But we started off with our journey to Reno and went to the Reno Rodeo on Wednesday. So within a week, we got home yesterday, so we were gone for 8 days. Left for Reno, went to the Reno Rodeo, which was really, really, really a spectacular rodeo. Very much like I felt like we were going to the National Finals Rodeo in Vegas, where they had so much going on. And what's cool with Reno is they do it with the fair going on at the same time.
They had a, so there were rides and all that. Now, the thing about the Reno,
yeah.
The Reno Rodeo and the Reading Rodeo, you'll see, you know, it's similar because we're real tight with the Reading Rodeo, with the two groups together. And the thing is this was a Wednesday night. It was the seventh day of this 10-day rodeo.
10 days.
Yeah. And so we thought, well, you know, it shouldn't be any problem getting in and all that. I mean, you know, Wednesday night.
$20 parking.
It was a big thing getting in,
yeah.
And the stands were packed, just like they are here at the Reading Rodeo. 7 days into this rodeo, and it was the University of Nevada, Reno Wolfpack night, so mm-hmm. You saw a lot of students there.
And the cheerleaders were out. It was cute.
Yeah, the cheerleaders were out. It's a rodeo. Mutton busting, yeah. Team roping, breakaway, bull riding, the whole thing. And plus, they have a lot of vendors there. They have a lot of vendors there.
Lots of vendors, and beautiful clothes, and just you know, just great stuff. It was just it was fun. And then
thanks a lot to Reading Rodeo Association
for
putting us with the announcer Wayne Brooks. And Wayne Brooks, who is national finals rodeo announcer, professional rodeo,
the voice,
Cowboys Association Hall of Fame. What a nice guy he is. He made sure we got tickets and all of that, and they were good tickets.
Yeah,
so
it was fun. So then we drove to Beatty, Nevada. Now, you ask us why Beatty, Nevada, and we kind of choose to go to Beatty, Nevada. I think we happened on Beatty because of the time that you were taking classes out at in Pahrump at Frontside.
Yeah.
So Beatty,
Ted Leidy,
is about an hour, maybe almost an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending, outside of Las Vegas. And Beatty is a town that was a silver mining town and also rhyolite. I think there was that kind of mining. And it's interesting because it's known for its burrows, that the miners just left the burrows and they're all over the place and they come into town, stick their head through in your window asking for food. It was we're going to post that too because we found a friend on the way out. And that's Beatty, Nevada. And then, of course, we drove through Beatty all the way. It was a 12-hour day. I thought I got to say this. It was a spectacular trip, but what is happening with the roads in America? From Reno through Las Vegas, Las Vegas to Arizona, Arizona into New Mexico, pothole. I swear I should have worn a kidney belt. There was just the road conditions. When we think about driving, like, oh, it's a road trip, beautiful roads. Maybe 10%, in my opinion, of course, you always say, Linda, you over-exaggerate because I'm so dramatic. 10%, maybe 20%, you'd have smooth roads. But the rest were just chewed up. What do you think? What's your take?
There was I-40 was rough. And then we were on, literally it was on, they had getting into Reno in one spot was a dirt road because they were working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it was it's the road, you know, like Susanville and beyond. They were working on it. And then from south, it was rough roads there. And then, but I-40, I was expecting it, you know, it's a freeway, to be a lot easier. But I tell you what, it was, you were dodging significant asphalt disruptions.
I mean,
as we were driving through. And then
we talk about plaster.
The good thing, of course, is it's 75 miles per hour, so you can get through it quicker. And but then you go into a big section of the road, be fine. Going back from Tehachapi on those roads, those were good roads. And then the I-5.
You were dodging those too.
Well, not much though, but I-5 was good.
Through Sacramento, I said, Carl, this is my old hometown. Going on 50, because we came in and we went through 50 to get on, because my parents live in Granite Bay. 50 was like plaster. You know that Sue's talked about how many times she's had the tires. It's just rough. So anyway, I'm just like, wow. You know, you think about all these taxes that we're paying, and, you know, that's my biggest complaint, if there's one, is the road conditions were really, really rough. We went to Sedona. It was beautiful. We went to Jerome out of Sedona, which is a mining town that you had motorcycled to at one point, which was up.
Jerome is the mining town.
Yeah, up in Arizona, 6,000 feet up in the mountains.
Yeah, and it was.
Drove through there.
The richest woman in northern Arizona, Arizona, lived in Jerome. She was a madam who owned a fancy house. Mm-hmm. And she was the richest woman in Arizona.
She probably
northern
was a
Arizona.
Banker, too. She probably loaned property. People owed her money, so they just gave her property.
And property and interest in the mining that was going on there. We have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell began her business in 1993 and has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners ever since. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. As you know, insurance is still a real problem for a lot of people. Inflation is a huge problem for a lot of people, which means they're reaching into their retirement plans, their 401s, things like this. For a free review and evaluation of your insurance or your financial, what you're doing financially, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She treats her customers with a great deal of care. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and for our insurance needs, and we're real happy there. Give her a call. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading.
Sandwichery. Dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of July, 21 in the morning, about 80 degrees out there right now, going up to 117 today. So stand by. Yep. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They have the residency program where they now have 23 doctors going through the residency program there at Shasta Regional. They work in clinics. They work, of course, at Shasta Regional. But they work at the clinics in town, the VA clinic, all of these. They're at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we were on the road. We were in Beatty, Nevada. We stopped whatever we were doing, went back to watch the debate. Now, I usually don't watch debates, but I figured, well, okay, let's just see. Under these rules where they're silencing the mics in between so the guys can't just talk over somebody and all that. And even though it was Jake Tapper and the other person there, Jake Tapper's put a lot of stuff out that was negative to Trump. I will say I think the moderators did what they were supposed to do. They asked the questions. Now, were the questions answered? I was just, as it appears, most of the country was appalled at the cognitive abilities of President Joe Biden. And it started right at the beginning. And that one time when he went in circles and changed the subject and by the time he was finished, it was kind of like, oh, my God.
And then when they asked Trump if he wanted to rebut anything, he says, I don't know what he said. He says, I don't know if he knows what he said. A very telling moment. So when you're driving, we listened to Fox, MSNBC, and CNN for hours because you're kind of trapped in there. And it was, as Linda said, the differences between Fox and MSNBC, of course, were enormous. CNN, which was, but MSNBC wasn't that easy on Biden. Everybody agreed it was a terrible night and, oh my God, and all this. And even they were appalled. The thing that bothers me, I think, and maybe, you know, if it doesn't bother you, think about it, is for months, if not over a year, when they were reporting on these things that were happening to Biden, this cognitive decline, that the mainstream media was poo-pooing it. Was saying, oh no, he's the sharpest tack in the box. He's the brightest light in the galaxy. Joe Scarborough saying, oh no, this guy is, you know, he is far above everybody else and all this. And then that 90 minutes, Joe Biden's in trouble. The Democratic Party is in trouble because the bounce from that debate puts Joe behind in the swing states, which he was already having problems with already. But when people saw that, and then Joe trying to get down the very short steps after the debate, and Joe's got his arm, it's worrisome to me because this is my country, and I want my president to be able to handle things. And if you don't think that China, Russia, Iran and other countries in the world weren't watching that debate, and they had neuroscience there and everything watching it so they could tell. This was not a strong night for our country. Things that Trump said, they're saying, oh, he lied. Well, Biden didn't push back on anything. He didn't push back on when, Trump said, you know, you inherited a good economy. I mean, whatever Trump said. And of course, MSNBC and liberal press said, oh, he lied 30 times. They didn't mention all the times that Joe said things that weren't true. And his omission, and when he said no serviceman has been killed under his watch, was really telling because the Afghanistan debacle of getting those, you know, getting out of there cost the lives of 13 American service people were killed there. Plus, there have been others killed on Joe's watch, but it was like he said it didn't happen. I understand that he got confused, and what he said was just entirely wrong. Nothing happened after those 13 were killed. Nobody was relieved. Nobody, you know, the captain that put them there, the colonel that put them there, the general that ordered them there, the White House, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, all the ones that were there that had gotten. I mean, if Joe had said, "I want everybody out of there now," without a plan, and we talked about this when it happened 3 years ago, without a plan to get the equipment out. Get the people out that have been helping, you know, helping the United States in there, the Afghans. And the only thing they said, oh, we got 100,000 people out. You got 100,000 people out. You don't even know who they are. And you left Americans in there who may still be there. They may be hiding. Who knows? But it's been 3 years, and we conveniently forget that. But it was the other things. The way he would listen to the questions, mouth open, staring, it was scary. And you don't want that to be. Mm-hmm. I want him to stand up and give it right back to Trump. I didn't like what I saw, nor did the vast majority of this country. So now Biden's in trouble. He's got his own party calling for him to step aside. Now, if he steps aside, and just say he says, you know what, I'm retiring. It goes to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris then is going to carry the banner for the Democratic Party, and that's not a good thing for the Democrats. So now they're talking about things like they've named, oh, seven people that could step in and run for president. Kamala's only one of them. You got Gavin, of course, Gavin Newsom. I don't know if Gavin Newsom being president so you can get him out of California, if that's better, but Pete Buttigieg, several others, governors. But if you're if you put a white male in to run for president and pass over, to run for president, and you pass over the sitting vice president, Kamala Harris, you've got problems right there too. And there, it's going to be interesting this next month, because right now he's fighting for his life. Right, yeah. Fighting for his political life.
And we understand the rules are that the monies that have been raised in the Biden-Harris campaign only can stay in the Biden-Harris campaign.
That's right.
So it can't be
$200 million.
That money cannot be used for another candidate. Can be used for Kamala.
That's right. And so they're offering things. You hear things. And again, this is all just conjecture. Joe has said, "I'm running." And they've got him out and going to places. But when he went to a donors group, he only spoke for less than that, like 10 minutes off a teleprompter. And that bothered the donors. It wasn't a give and take. Now, tonight he's supposed to have a interview with George Stephanopoulos, a longtime Clinton aide, his press secretary, and he has never been known for being tough on Democrats. But with the blood in the water, the way it is, it will be interesting to see Stephanopoulos and what happens. They said they'd release because it's going to be edited, the interview, but they said they'd release the transcripts of it to see what it looked like. Anyway. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I got to get in there this week because my hair has completely overrun my head.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? I've been going there for 17 years. I've never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated. They were formed. They started in 1960. And been at this spot since, 66, 67. It's a barbershop, my friends. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm going to call them right after the show at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment to go on down there and get my hair under control again. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land,
specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dips.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition. It is the 5th of July. Last night, the most beautiful firework display, of course, thank you to the McConnell Foundation. They are the ones who, their beautiful foundation supports and makes this, for affordable for all of us to see this beautiful firework display. And I think it's one of the most beautiful. I know that I watched, some of the, Boston Pops, what was happening in the Independence Day festivities over New York, Washington, et cetera, at the 6 o'clock hour. So I think that we have a wonderful opportunity here to see wonderful fireworks. Hope everybody stayed safe. But in the news today, I know that we got a text and a Facebook post from a friend who was over off of Buena Ventura, and because of the illegal fireworks of one, there were 2 acres burned. And thank you to our fire department that came out and took care of that pretty quickly because it burned right behind our house. And that's scary.
Yeah. And the
2 acres. Boom.
The big thing on this is that it's so dry out there and then there's some wind that's going on. They had one in Happy Valley that burnt. Hopefully nobody lost their homes out of that. And all this was happening while we were on the road, and we were coming back last night. The other big thing in the news was we just got a text from somebody that's very knowledgeable. And he said that Biden-Harris's campaign money can be given by them to other candidates.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's not what I heard on all the news services. They were saying that money – it has to have, you know, because it went directly to them. But what I'll do is we'll check on this because it came from the news services. And, you know, just to repeat what the news services said isn't always helpful. SCOTUS ruled on Monday that Donald Trump may claim immunity from criminal prosecution for some of the actions he took as president in a decision that will likely further delay a trial and the
on the federal election subversion charges against him. The decision was 6-3 with liberals in dissent. Well, it's 6-3, so I've seen them go in different directions where one of the liberal justices will come in and vote with the conservatives, and Roberts has voted many times with the, quote, more liberal side. So anyway, it rejects this decision from a federal appeals court in February that found Trump enjoyed no immunity for alleged crimes he committed. The decision says presidents have immunity for official acts, but not all acts are official, and lower courts must decide which acts qualify for each. So there's something, you know, and so then it immediately goes out that saying that then Trump could order SEAL Team 6 to go out and assassinate other, you know, his opponents. That's not what it says. That's not what it says at all. That's not guaranteed. That doesn't fall under the Constitution. And when you hear these things, you're going, well, that's not true. And, I mean, there are some things that were said that were so egregious, it's unbelievable. Now, are there things, you know, what this does, it, you know, they're going, oh, it protects Trump, but it also protects Biden, because there's things that Biden has been accused of, like the federal documents that he had in his garage, and the Department of Justice, the prosecutor on that said he had them, and he's had them for years, and they weren't stored correctly, but because of his age and his failing memory, we wouldn't be able to get a case against him. Well, it's the same thing they're going after Trump for. So it's because Trump's more awake than Biden. That's why he's being prosecuted. But see, a change in the administration could turn around and then say, oh no, we don't care if he's old and he doesn't understand anything. He did it while he was still, you know, fairly comprehensive. What it does is it protects all presidents from being, if they do make their decisions under the cloak of the presidency, and they're not illegal, i.e. the, you know, murder, any of those things. They don't have to worry about being hounded after they get out of office or even during office, because if it was done correctly under the Constitution, then they're protected.
I want to go back to what we were talking about, because this is from Huffington Post, why any Biden replacement besides Harris would face a major fundraising hassle. We discussed that, and this was from somebody who, Larry Noble, the former general counsel of the Federal Election Commission, who said, transferring everything to another candidate besides Harris becomes much trickier, if not impossible, according to experts who emphasize the unprecedented nature of the situation currently facing Democrats. In that case, the Biden-Harris account could roll everything over into a political action committee, turn it over to the Democratic National Committee, or refund donors and ask them to contribute to a new committee. None of these are ideal options.
Okay, so Randall, you were right. They can, but it's they're going to have to jump through hoops.
Yes, because President Biden and Vice President Harris shared an authorized campaign committee. If President Biden were to cease being a candidate and was succeeded as the nominee by Harris, she would maintain access to all the funds in the committee and use them to advance her presidential candidacy. A new campaign would have to pay for campaign infrastructure like staffers, field officers, and existing ad buys at fair market value, since it's all subject to in-kind contribution limits.
So there you are. They can do it, but it's going to have to jump through hoops. Okay. But so the question is, you know, and this week and next week is really important to the Biden administration. They've got to get him out there. He's got to appear presidential. He's got to appear that he has got it on the ball, that he's walking strong, his voice is strong, his, you know, his mannerisms, everything. You're looking at everything. And now mainstream media, who have been protecting him, smell blood in the water.
According,
everybody can have a 90-minute bad debate, but it's one thing to have a bad debate. God knows I have shows here that when I'm finished, I'm laying on the ground hoping that nobody listened, okay? Because it just doesn't work. But the President of the United States, you know, he's got to be on his game because, mm-hmm. you know, his preparation was 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock was his preparation for the debate and the murder boards and all that. And then he'd take a nap. There's nothing wrong with naps, okay? But what happens at 3 in the morning? Or 2 in the morning, or how about 24 hours where you have to go on, stay on for a huge emergency? That's what you got to ask yourself. Is he capable of that?
Yeah. Well, the campaign could also give it all to the Democratic National Committee, but even with the DNC, there are rules governing coordinating with candidates that curb how freely the committee can spend. That's not necessarily as effective as a campaigning in spending money itself. And according to the Tuesday's release of money, Biden raised $264 million in the second quarter, including $127 million in June and $33 million alone on the day of the debate.
Before the debate.
It said on the day of the debate. Okay. According to the campaign, Biden endured the quarter with $240 million cash on hand versus Trump's $285 million in cash from his $331 million Q2 haul.
Well, Trump got a lot of money the day after that. So, again, you want your president to be able to handle the rigors of the presidency. I mean, if you look at the presidents who have been there for two terms, they age. Obama, Bush, all of them age. And they'll tell you it's a tough job. I mean, you're on call 24 hours a day. Think about that. No matter where you go, there's somebody standing with you. You've got a communication set up. I mean, if you go to Rehoboth, Delaware, where he spends a lot of time, there's a communication suite there that allows him to talk to everybody. You've got the guy following you around with the nuclear football, you know, in case he needs that. You've got, I mean, it is just, you have got to be aware of everything that's going on. So, we'll see what happens. The next debate's in, I think, September. It's going to be on ABC. They haven't released their rules yet, but I kind of like the mics being turned off. And the other thing you need to realize is that the Trump campaign hasn't said a word or has been very low key since in this last week, since the debate. They're letting the Democrats tear themselves apart without any help. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back for our last segment. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true.
Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
And David. And
thank you, David. Thank you, David.
And Sue.
Yes. They yes. just really, you know, we were gone for a week, and when you, you know, and let's also
I have to be retrained.
Thank our host that came in Monday and Tuesday.
Blake Fisher.
That's right.
And James Masada. Thank you very much, guys. We did best ofs last week because we had some really good shows. I'm sorry that Congressman LaMalfa didn't call in today. I've left little messages and everywhere. And, because I can't wait to hear what he was going to say.
Right.
Now, we're gone again and other things happening right here in town. Besides the 4th of July that you talked about last night, the great fireworks, thanks McConnell Foundation
right.
and the city for putting that on. Anderson had their Anderson Explodes also on the 3rd. I mean, it's just been a spectacular fireworks event. Some places have had to cancel it because of fire danger. I guess out at Anderson, there was a fire that started by, not by the fireworks, but by somebody else wanting to shoot off their fireworks at the same time for some reason.
Well,
the Election Commission here, the Shasta County Election Commission, we had Patty Plum on the other day, Tim Garman, and this is all happening while we're gone, appointed Nathan Pinckney. A well-known activist to the commission. Tim said that Kevin Cry said he would honor his commitment to put on, to vote for Tim Garman's selection. Tim, when his nomination quit after a couple months saying this is a waste of time and money and I don't want to be associated with it, he said he wasn't going to put anybody back in. But then he put Nathan in. And, when the vote came to the board, Nathan was, his candidacy was defeated 3-2, by, Patrick Jones, Chris Kellstrom, and Kevin Cry. And, Tim says, well, I'm going to bring somebody else up to be on the commission. You know,
it's kind of fun to watch this. You know, well, with our board of supervisors disliking each other as much as they do.
We have friends.
It's not good for the county.
We have friends that attend these meetings, and some of the antics and some of the verbiage and some of the accusations of character assassination. For me personally, I just it's sad.
It is
sad for me. To think that individuals that are in office representing their constituents can't behave, cannot
get along.
Just try to be the word respectful, honorable and respectful of the position. It's going to be 87 degrees right now. It's going to be 117. We have an excessive heat warning, 119 tomorrow, 116 on Sunday. And we want to let you know that the Colt 45s, although they did do, they're wonderful. They played last night, and there was a firework display that you could sit out and watch the fireworks and so on and so forth.
Great event.
Tonight and tomorrow weekend, will be canceled.
Yeah, all the baseball games are canceled for tonight, Saturday, and Sunday due to excessive heat. So, but your tickets are good for the whole through July. Oh, and by the way, we're giving away our American flag to Tammy D. Tammy, you won the flag. We have your phone number and everything. And by the way, I think it's Hunter. Your flag is still here, buddy. We're going to call you again today. Remind you to come down and pick it up. It comes from, of course, the Flag Center. I put up a brand new American flag from the Flag Center. My other one was it was starting to fray. So in the flagpole that Mike Huber and Ted Leidy bought me, it's so easy to use. You just, you know, once you figure it out, which is most people can figure it out in probably 5 seconds. It took me a minute, but you can drop the flagstaff, take the flags off, replace them, and put it right back up. It's a beautiful flagpole. Again, from the Flag Center, he's got all sizes there, all different ways of displaying your flags. This weekend, it's going to be hot. It just is going to be hot.
It feels like it's Monday because we traveled. We drove and drove and drove.
I almost took the trash out last night.
Yeah, and it's Friday, which makes we came in today thinking it was Monday at the top of the week. So have a safe weekend. And remember, it is an excessive heat warning. So if you're going to be walking your animals at all, put your hand down on the pavement so you can see how hot it really is. And make sure you are hydrated and, you know, stay cool. And we do have some cooling centers as well.
Yeah,
the mall is always great.
And Anderson Library, the Burney Library, the Cottonwood Library, the Reading Library, the Shasta Lake Library, the Frontier Center, seniors only down in Anderson, Good News Rescue Mission, and those other ones I mentioned earlier, the community centers in Cottonwood and Anderson. Check the hours, but it's during the heat, and they'll be open through Saturday. They may keep them open even longer than that, but all the libraries will be there, be available. And if you have a and like we said, we had that air conditioning that blew a fuse, and when we got home on the 4th, called Alliance Heating and Air, and like within 2 hours, one of their technicians was out. He's on call, he said, for this whole weekend. Got out there and fixed it, put the two fuses in. So big shout out to them because that would have been uncomfortable.
And this guy knew what he was doing. I mean, talk about getting in and getting it done. Amazing.
Yeah, Dan. So Monday, Shasta College is joining us with their usual group of real interesting people. I truly enjoy.
Me too. Always
the
walk
Shasta
away.
College guys and girls coming in here because they bring in their students. They talk about the things they do out there. We're fortunate here. We have Shasta College and Simpson University, which is offering an exploded number of majors you can do out there. They've got, they started football this year. They've got, a number of sports teams. Student body has grown by 10%. In the days where so many of the small private colleges are literally going out of business, Simpson University has expanded. building the new science and technology building and the new Veterans Success Center. They've got plans for the future on other, you know, like a big field house and all these things. And they're doing it because they have made wise use of the money that they get. And because it's a Christian university, yeah, you're not open for some of the grants that a lot of other people get. Okay. We pick up Buford today. Buford's been at the Country Air.
Right.
Dog.
Right.
Or animal group.
Millville.
And you know what? It's
they were so wonderful. We called two or three times. How's our baby? Well, tomorrow we pick up Odina's going to have to be early.
He didn't even look back
when
you took him down.
He
didn't even look back. And they love him in there. And because of heat, they usually take him out 6 to 8 times a day for 15 minutes. So the dog gets to run around with his buddies. But they limited it to like 5 minutes. And then they bring him back in. They take him out more. And then they play with him inside in the air conditioning. So, yeah. And we pick up Odina at the Crazy Lady Ranch.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Early because of the heat.
She fits in right. She fits in well with us. Everybody have a great day. 4th of July, Independence Day. We value the Constitution here. We value the Bill of Rights. We believe in it. And, you know, this is a bastion here of free speech. We protect it against anybody. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.